Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize counties.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us for Spectrum today. I'm your host, Kevin Sandler. Our guest today, Wright State University Lake Campus in psychology, and we'll talk about the psychology club. We'll meet Hannah Ranley and Joelle DeLille and also Dr. Josh Wicker, who's with us now, professor there at the school. Good to see you again. Thanks.
Yeah, good to see you. Thanks for having us.
Now, I understand there's a fundraiser going on for a couple more days, right?
Yeah, so this is actually something that we got started last year. The site club officer said that they wanted to kind of wrap up the year with something big that could help out the community, and so their idea was to do a fundraiser. So we made some calls around the community to see if people would donate some prizes. We collected a lot, sold some $3 tickets, and then towards the end of the semester, we raffled off those prizes, and then we donated the money to a good cause that they chose. And so we're doing the same thing this year. The good cause that they're going to donate half of our money to is the Mercer County Animal Protection League. But we have, I think, 21 or 22 different prize packages. So anything ranging from a whole bunch of gift cards to local restaurants thrown together to, one of the big ones is an entire laundry basket of Procter & Gamble products. There's cornhole boards, just an entire range of things. So, we're doing it partly to raise funds so we can keep doing the community service things that we're doing. Our club's really growing a lot, which means we're doing more stuff. But as we're trying to do this, these different events, we're trying to make them free for the community whenever we do. So that kind of takes some funding in and of itself. So we're going to keep half of what we raise and then donate the other half.
All right. If people want to be a part of this, is there still time?
Yeah. The tickets are done being sold, I believe, Saturday or Sunday this weekend, probably Sunday night. And if they want to find a link to it, they can follow the site club Facebook page, just Wright State Lake Campus Psychology Club, or the Wright State Lake Campus page has been sharing it, or they can just Google Lake Campus Psychology Raffle, and it's the first link that comes
up. All right. How much are the tickets?
$3 each.
Not bad. You can't beat that, right? No. You kind of learn a lot about that, things from that, too, right? Both, you know, needs in the community, but also how to run a raffle, you know, for charity and whatever. There's still some education going on there, right?
Yeah, it's fun to see this happening because the students are really getting involved and they talk to the other organizations as well, and they've done a lot of work kind of spreading the word. When that happens, people start asking questions, and it inevitably leads to just talking psychology.
All right. And so, you know, before we meet your students, remind people, too, you know, what you teach, you know, how many years kind of is your program, and what people can do with, you know, with what they learn. Because when we talk about psychology, there's a lot to talk about, right, as far as what the umbrella, if you would, of what falls under that.
There is a ton to talk about. So we end up, our students always come in, we give them an introductory course at Psych 1010, where we take 1 week for each topic in psychology. So we have 16 different topics that we kind of give them a little introduction to. And then if they're interested in specific ones, then they can take like the upper level courses that pertain specifically to that topic. So they get the entire semester focused on something like abnormal psychology, behavioral neuroscience, forensic psychology, social psych, all the different topics that we talk about. And then they can kind of specialize from there and really kind of hone in on what it is that they're interested in.
Probably helps in, you know, kind of the early part of the course, you just see what is out there before, you know, 'cause I'm sure some people come to you and their mind's made up on what they want to do. And then when you show them all that there is to learn, they might change their mind.
I would say that happens more often than not. People kind of come in thinking, I've seen this my whole life, or I've had family members do this or friends that interests me, but then they realize either it's not for them or there's something that they're a little bit more interested in, and so you kind of take a different path.
And also when they're, you know, kind of done with, you know, you and your program over the years, they can go on with that, right? I mean, they can probably take that as far as they want, right?
Yeah. If you want to stop with your bachelor's, you can. There are plenty of different jobs that you can do. And psychology is involved in everything. So it can be anything from a business degree to, like, other types of marketing. You can get into, like, different types of therapies. But then typically if you want to do that, that's going to be at least a master's level. And then if you take it even further, your PhD, then you can open it up even more, doing research, teaching, things like that.
I was going to say, yeah, I know somebody that went into the teaching route.
Yeah, I mean, I started with the goals of being a high school teacher, and then I learned how much I love psychology in general, and then just I never stopped taking schooling. just kept running with it.
Sounds like a lot of fun, right?
I'm sure
it is. Now, you brought a couple students here with you that I know they wanted to talk a bit about, like, what are some of the things you've done, you know, over the years. And so we'll begin. Hannah, I know you wanted to kind of talk about that when we look back over that year.
Yeah, sure. So I'll talk about something that we've been doing since around June, I want to say, with Dr. Ricker here. Me and another classmate, Gwen, who isn't on the air today but has been before, we've been talking with the Assure Group of Salina. That is Area Suicide Support Resources. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And so they're a group that kind of advocate for those with suicidal ideations or those affected by suicide. And they asked us to take the role of putting on these talks to raise awareness around the area. We go to places, we present a presentation, and then we take questions for anyone who has them. So we've been doing that for a few months here, and actually Joelle here next to me is going to be adding on to that coming this semester. Is that right?
Yeah, I think next fall we'll probably jump on.
Yeah, so she'll be doing that with us as well, coming here soon, and we've been doing some things with Assure as well.
All right, and you wanted to kind of share your thoughts, right?
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited to jump on and take over kind of what Gwen and Hannah have started doing once they've graduated. And, I'm a sophomore, so it's really nice to have the psych club, especially the officers, to look up to and see how they've gotten involved on campus and really grown it as a community.
All right. I think probably when we talk about what the psych club does, all clubs are obviously a little different. And when we hear things like the psych club, you know, the first thing we might think of is that it would involve a lot of study and other things. And we may not know all the things that, you know, that you do.
Yeah. So we've been trying to get involved more with the community, not necessarily just on campus. So some of the things that we've done with the whole community of like the Salina, St. Mary's area, or even further, we've done a Santa Day event where we had pancakes, a free breakfast event, and we had activities with a real Santa for the kids to sit on his lap. We had Legos. We had coloring. It was a whole big activity. How many people did we get, Josh?
I don't know the exact number, but we had over 50 families because it was a family-driven type thing. We wanted to provide, like, again, a free event for the community, so we said come with your kids and have some pancakes and sausage and just enjoy Saturday morning.
I remember this one, yes.
Yeah, so at least 100 people at the very least. And so that was a very successful event with the community. We also, working backwards, we also had a Halloween costume contest on campus, and we also did what's called Trunk or Treat. That was in the Kroger parking lot. You have your vehicle trunks open with candy, and kids can walk around in their costumes and get candy that way. We also went to the TLC Learning Center in St. Mary's. That's a daycare. We read books to them and did activities with them. I think we made Valentine's.
Yeah, that's right at Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And then I know that the forensic psychology class took a courthouse trip. And then we have the fundraiser going on. That's more of the whole community-driven events, but then we also have ones that pertain specifically to campus, if Joelle wants to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of these events were what really got me interested in Psych Club. I joined last fall, and I know a lot of things that I saw or I attended were we had the trivia night. I don't know if Hannah mentioned that already. We had that in the fall, and then specifically this spring we got, like, we invited the community in, and that was really fun. On campus, we've had therapy dogs just walking around, visiting different, like the boathouse, which is kind of like our food court, and just different rooms around campus. We had the letters of love, which was you could write notes. They could be anonymous or not to people on campus, whether it be professors, fellow students, whatever, whoever you wanted to write to. And that was just a really nice way to build the community, get them excited about being on campus. And then once I joined Psych Club, it was really nice to see that it's not just a campus-oriented organization. They really reach out and try to get everyone involved.
I would imagine also, Josh, that gets into, you know, the field, you know, of psychology. It's all about helping other people, understanding them, of course, but helping them through whatever issues they have or helping them reach whatever goals they would have.
Exactly. Some of the things that we try to do is see if we can take these different events and kind of orient them to how can it either like de-stress somebody or provide them with something that they might not have, you know, just readily available to them. So and also like with the students, a lot of this stuff is like directed to helping them as well, like get, you know, resume builders, get them involved in the community, just become, you know, the whole citizen.
And, you know, I think also, you know, as we take a break, I would ask, you know, too, Josh, I mean, how many years now have you been teaching psychology at the Lake Campus?
I think I'm wrapping up my sixth year at the Lake Campus. But technically, I think I got my first class that I was able to teach on my own about 10 years ago.
Over that time, have you had a chance to see students go off into the field, and reach back out to you and say, okay, this is what I'm doing now? You know, kind of shows you, you know, kind of where the demand is or where people want to go. I imagine that's helpful to you.
Yeah, that's one of the coolest things about my job is like when the students reach out, like, hey, this is what I'm doing now. And as far as like the demands, like it's all over the place. Just one that kind of pops in my head is I had one student who left a psych major and then went to, I think it was the University of Cincinnati, started studying mortuary studies. And so he used that degree to get into like a family business. And he's somewhere south in Ohio now, kind of running that.
All right. Interesting. We're going to take a break. We'll talk more with our students and more with Dr. Ricker as we continue here on Spectrum. Don't go anywhere.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Is reviewing life insurance on your to-do list? Now's the perfect time to add it. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So, I bumped this up on my list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable life insurance is. I'm 40 and got a $500,000 policy for $16 a month. My husband's also 40 and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. Plus, with SelectQuote's same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Knowing I have this checked off my list feels amazing, but the peace of mind knowing my family is protected feels even better.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-280-8787. That's 1-800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-280-8787. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Ladies, have you ever felt bloated for no good reason? Pelvic pain or pressure? Too full too fast, even if you're eating just a little bit? Not so unusual, right? But if you have any of these things and they go on for 2 weeks or longer, see a doctor. Because bloating, feeling too full too fast, and pelvic pain or pressure that doesn't go away can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer. And if your periods are heavier or longer than usual, or you have bleeding after menopause, see a doctor right away. It may be nothing, but find out for sure. Learn the symptoms. Listen to your body. For more information about gynecologic cancers, call 1-800-CDC-INFO. That's 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from HHS and CDC's Inside Knowledge Campaign.
Hey, we're back here on Spectrum, and so we are talking with Dr. Josh Ricker along with Hannah Ranley, and we have Joelle and Lil, and we are talking about the Psychology Club, and we've talked about some of the activities, right, involved with the Psychology Club. And, well, Josh, people come, you know, to your class for a lot of different reasons, to study a lot of different things, and, you know, and obviously you brought a couple students with you, you know, today, and are they, you know, are you both in your kind of second year, right? sophomore?
I am getting ready to graduate in December, okay. But Joelle...
I'm second year.
You're sophomore. So I was going to ask you, Hannah, what first of all made you want to go, you know, take these classes and what you ultimately would like to do? And has that changed since you started?
So before I was going into college, I kind of was debating on where I wanted to go with my life path. Thanks to my wonderful guidance counselor at Marion Local, shout out to Jenny Dippold, she really helped me realize that I want to help people, and not in just the medical field, but in the mental field. And so I kind of got involved that way. And then I saw that the Lake Campus had a pretty good psychology department. And so I just wanted to start out there, see if I liked it. And obviously I've been loving it. I haven't thought for a second to change where I was going. And I have not changed my degree at all. I've loved it ever since. And with this degree, I'm going to be getting my bachelor's in December. I plan on using that to pursue a master's degree so that I can become a licensed mental health therapist. Where I'm going to go for that, I'm still not 100% sure. I have a little bit of a gap semester between spring and fall after I graduate because a lot of graduate schools don't start until the fall. So I've got quite a bit of time to think about it. But yes, that's my future plan, is to go for a master's degree after I graduate.
All right. Is it just something about how interesting it is to find out what makes people tick, why we do the things we do? The science of it is fascinating. I mean, I know people are unique, but a lot of times our behavior really is not. Like, we can almost predict what's going to happen based either on a personality type or what they may have gone through earlier in their life.
Yeah, and I think one of the most interesting things as I've been going through the program is that a lot of times it's so specific to the person themselves. There's a lot of theories out there, but unless you know the person themselves, they may do the exact opposite of what you expect, depending on how they are biologically, how they grew up, a whole bunch of different factors that I didn't really know before I took these classes.
All right. Well, this will be interesting. And yeah, we'll see kind of how things turn out for you. All right. This will be great. Now let's also talk with Joelle and find out some of what your plans are as well.
Yeah. I had no idea what I wanted to do going into college. I went undeclared my first year. And then in the spring semester of my first year, I took a intro to psych class and I got hooked, and I declared my major a few weeks into that class. And I've been taking mostly psych classes ever since. I'm only in my second year, so I'm kind of in the searching part of my educational career. So I know that I want to get a master's degree, but I'm not exactly sure what I want to pursue. I'm kind of looking at research and higher education, but it's a little bit up in the air for me.
Well, I was actually thinking how important research is, right? I mean, where we've probably learned a lot of techniques for the field, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just so interesting to me. I really like to learn all the different theories and research that people have come up with. It's just kind of fascinating to me how they come up with the things they want to study and then the results that come from that, and it just can snowball into other research. And I really think that I would enjoy going into that professionally.
All right. Very interesting. Sometimes also just when you teach students, do you kind of talk about, you know, the history of the field, some of the early giants, you know, in the field, so to speak, talking about why they were important, how they kind of changed the whole field?
Yeah, usually I'll try to start off with that. Whatever the topic is, I'll say this is the person who kind of really influenced it, and they did it in this way. And then kind of playing off what Joel was talking about, I try to include as much recent research as I can, just because we don't understand any of this without doing the research first. And so that's kind of what tends to spark students' interest, especially if you can find like the really kind of goofy studies that actually do tell us a lot. So that's always really fun to kind of get into those, because that really gets the students talking.
I know some of the stuff I've thought fascinating over the years to learn about, like people's behavior, like projection, for example, when you kind of look at them and go, wait a minute, that's you, you know, that you're, you know, accusing others of, or what I once read about the famous Dunning-Kruger effect, you know, where, you know, somebody really is trying to compensate for a lack of knowledge in other ways. And then you start to like, why do they do that? But you also realize that, yeah, they do this. Like you actually see a pattern.
Yeah. The best part about that is it's becoming so, so prevalent right now with like social media. It's like, it's always happened, but now when people can just post every thought every second of the day, then it's like, okay, that's another psychological concept that we can bring into the classroom and say, hey, you guys saw this happen? Well, this is actually what's going on here based on what we know now.
I admit sometimes when I read comments, I wish I had a psychiatrist with me. Can you explain this to me, please? You know, what is this? And as wild as it is to think about this, a lot of times they can tell you, this is why that's being said, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Pride and all that other stuff.
Yeah, and then kind of like what Hannah was saying, like there's so much going in behind all of it, like the biology of that person and, you know, their upbringing, their environment, so... Yes, a lot of it can be explained. You kind of break it all down into the little pieces.
True, and I'm sure you would also encourage people, as best you can, right, take care of your mental health, right? Don't overdo it. I mean, there's probably a reason that some things happen.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that I make sure all my classes know, like, just take care of your mental health. But usually at the end of the semester, I give an assignment where it's like, okay, 30 minutes this week, your assignment is do something for yourself. Drop the cell phone, no screens, but do whatever it is that makes you happy, and this is a way to kind of hopefully rejuvenate them a little bit. And it's really interesting to see what the responses are. So many people will say, like, I took time to clean my house this week because that relaxes me, and now I have a clean house and I'm relaxed. And so, it's something that we, all of us in the psych department, kind of make sure we promote is just take care of your own mental health.
Now I don't feel so bad about literally spending 2 hours with my dog and a tennis ball, you know, and nothing else like that. It was good, though. You know,
for your mental health and your dogs.
Yeah, why not, right? But the other thing, too, is I think if you don't take care of your mental health, like during the week, you kind of pay for it, right? The weekend comes along and suddenly you don't want to do anything. You can't even get off the couch. You're wiped out. You know, even though you may have gotten enough sleep, right? You're stressed all week.
Yeah, you know? Take that time that weekend to kind of recover just in time to start back up again on Monday.
Isn't that now that's depressing?
But your body knows what you need more than what you do too. So if you feel run down, that's probably a response from your body being like, "Hey, we should relax a little bit."
Yeah, like, "Hey, I don't appreciate that we went to bed so late. All right, you
right.
Do better. What are you doing to me here? Right?
Right.
You know, if people would like more information, I know everything's online, but I would imagine it could begin with an email to you, right? As you email the instructor and kind of, you know, talk to you about what's available and maybe what they want to do for a living someday, and you can work with them on that.
Yeah, I'm always watching my email and willing to help out in any way I can, answer any questions they have, and if I don't have the answer, there's somebody on campus who does.
There you go. It's a good idea. Yeah. All right. I want to thank both of you for coming. Good luck to you. Yeah, it's good to see you again. I'm sure we'll probably catch up probably a little later, you know, during the summer, right, if there's another, and I'm sure there will be another Assure Walk and some other things as well. So thanks again for coming on. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.